This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovey Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah.
Let's go for a little ride.
Well, good morning. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lante, Derek Piper. Right next to me, Trevor Valisen as well. He's going to be working a short shift today and then taking off to head home, which he deserves, tomorrow, Friday. So Hans D will be in here and we'll be getting stuff accomplished with Hans like we always do. All right, this is pretty cool. At 5:15 today, Alan True, he's the Midwest recruiting analyst, is going to join us for 24/7, excuse me. He's going to join us to talk about Illinois' recruiting effort. Not good. And, of course, yesterday, Derek Piper, John Holasek left me speechless when he said that it's been over 2 years since a member of the Fighting Illini football staff has visited his high school. Derek, that Loyola Academy is like one of the premier high schools to get talent out of. Illinois hasn't been there in 2 years.
It's pretty unbelievable, especially when you have, you know, your best player out of the state coming from that program. So you were still able to land Josh Kurutz. Of course, your ties to Olin with Lovey, but
right,
he's sticking through and still coming to the home state school. But that's not good, and I'm sure that it would be echoed by quite a few other high-profile programs throughout the state. We don't need to make those other calls and make it repetitive.
We thought about it.
I mean, we could, but
I think you're right.
The message is out there,
yes,
and it's a peek behind the curtain, and we knew there were concerns there, and other coaches have been vocal about the relationship that's been fractured. So not good. Not good at all.
Not good at all, and we're going to play a clip here in a second. Trevor went back, spent about, 40 minutes?
The old, I was wrong. You know, I said that we only have, 2016 and forward. We go back to 2012.
Do we really?
In the archives.
Wow.
Of Tay and Jay episodes. So okay. I went back in there because Jeremy mentioned this when we had him on the phone the other day on the air.
Yes.
He said someone texted in after Lovey Smith got fired from Tampa Bay and said, guys, what do you think about Lovey Smith coaching Illinois? And so you and Karp were hosting and Jeremy and Derek were at Michigan State. That was the game that Kendrick Nunn missed for the birth of his son.
Oh, wow.
In January of 2016.
Man.
Bad loss. But
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. And so you guys asked him at the end, hey, what would you think about Lovey Smith being Illinois' head coach? And it's kind of freaky. I'll let everybody hear,
okay,
but it's kind of freaky how accurate it is, him having no knowledge or context of the situation. And he essentially summarizes the Lovey Smith era as it played out a year and a half before it even happened.
That's a perfect lead-in. Here it is.
Of course, Lovey Smith fired by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So her question is, she just wanted us to talk about Lovey Smith coming to Illinois, being the head coach at the University of Illinois. Obviously it's not going to happen this year with Bill Cubitt, but you guys are both the Bears fans. I'm going to lean on both you and Karp here. What are your thoughts on that?
I'd spend $4 million a year on a guy like Lovey Smith. I don't know. I don't know if that's short-term memory based on the Bears, but he's a very good coach. I think it'd be an interesting experiment.
Okay.
He'd be a guy worth it, absolutely.
Karp, I think you used the word experiment. I think that's what it would be. Maybe you try it if you're Illinois, but for me, I think he's done in the NFL. I think his defense is outdated. I think people have figured it out. I think you need elite safeties to run that defense, and he's never had them. He had some great linebackers and some good defensive lines in Chicago that led him to success, but his defenses were terrible in Tampa, and they spent a lot of money on some free agents for those. I'd rather, and he's never recruited, to my knowledge.
Okay.
I don't know if he could put together a staff that can do that, so I'd rather look elsewhere. I'd rather look for a guy who's proven he can build a college program. I know Illinois has done that before, and I know you're kind of throwing darts at the wall. Maybe you feel like you should do that, but Lovie Smith isn't the kind of guy that I would have Illinois go after.
Okay. I think Jeremy nailed it. My
Spot
goodness.
On, man. Spot on. And Carp with the $4 million. That was a good foresight as well.
I have to throw that at him because, remember, he was the one that said Mark Smith is D. Brown.
Yes!
And so now, yes! Now he's got two that we can throw at him.
We have to laugh at ourselves.
I mean, he said bad defense and no recruiting.
Yes.
And if you could summarize the Lovie Smith era, what would you say?
Boom.
I mean, crazy.
Jeremy nailed it. He nailed that. And, you know, there's the difference. Here's where lies the difference. And this is why I like what Piper brings to the show. Derek and Jeremy are professional with regards to covering Illinois basketball and football. So you have to take your fan hat off. And while... And I'll stick up for Carp with regards to that, because I was just as excited as Carp was about getting Lovie Smith here. So I would have said the same thing, essentially, that Carp did in that bite. But the thing that helped Jeremy in that situation, as it would you, Derek, when it relates to basketball for sure, is that you guys are able to kind of see through it, not as a fan. And I think for Carp and I, we certainly looked at that or heard that name of Lovie Smith and thought, oh, let's go. I mean, I even remember saying, you know, I can't wait till he gets in here. He's going to open up so many recruiting doors, especially in this state, especially up north, that it's going to be just almost silly how easy it'll be. And that I couldn't have been any more dead wrong than that. Maybe he would have if he would have tried, but I don't think think so.
Yeah, and I wasn't knocking Carp. I just thought it was ironic
that
$4 million was exactly what he got to
Absolutely.
Come here. And I understand why fans would have been excited about the name.
Yes.
And I think that Jeremy brought up good points, and we had some relevant moments from his time with the Bears where it just seemed like, oh, we're running cover two against Aaron Rodgers today. That's going to be fun because he knows exactly where the openings are time and time again, especially as some of those linebackers like Urlacher and Briggs started to age a little bit. And like Jeremy said, the defenses in Tampa were terrible, and the inexperience of not recruiting.
Yes.
And Robert Rosenthal wrote a pretty good article, and he made the argument against maybe the rhetoric that Lovie didn't care and trying to evaluate that. I just think Lovie didn't get it.
That's fair.
Did he want to win here? I imagine he did. Did he want to get recruits? Maybe not enough.
Right.
But just didn't put in what it took and didn't get what you have to put in to win in college. And I think part of it is getting a staff that can do some of that work for you and to build those relationships and be talent getters. And that, in addition to a head coach that was getting outworked by Fleck and some others in the state, those are the results that you get.
Two things. I knew you weren't ripping on Carp. I'm sorry. I was bringing that up more to salvation of Carp when he's in there going, whoa, $4 million pain, let's do it. Number two, I respect you, Derek, so much, but I totally disagree at the end. And you could be right that he just didn't get it. When I hear that John Holasek, a former Illini, has not seen Lovie Smith or a member of his staff for 2 years, he doesn't care. He didn't care. And when I see that he hires Miles Smith with zero pedigree, he didn't care.
Yeah.
Lovie Smith came here, and after a couple of years, he rode the gravy train straight out of Illinois to Tampa, Florida. You, the fan out there, the season ticket holder, me, I'm right there with you. We just funded Lovie's retirement to the tune of about $23 to $24 million. He did not give one hell about this football program. He did not care. He coached like that. He obviously recruited like that. He didn't want to come in public. He didn't care to see any of us. He didn't want to be on radio. He didn't want to take part with high school football coaches around the state.
Yeah.
He did not care. And he just made $24 to $25 million. You know what, Lovie? I want to follow your blueprint when I get ready to retire one day in about 10 years. I want, now I'm not retiring in 10. I want somebody to come to me and say, hey, Lon, we're going to pay you $20 million to come and do your job. And this is going to lead into my next thing. I maybe, how long has Josh Whitman been here?
5 years.
I've never said a bad word about Josh Whitman, and I won't very often. But I have a great text here on the College of Aces text line from a 217 that says, do you guys blame Josh Whitman for not knowing about his football staff? Last night, I started thinking about this more. Why am I at home thinking about this? That's number one problem. There's got to be medication for something like that. But I sat there and thought to myself, how in the world was Lovie able to hire Miles Smith, number one, as a linebacker coach under Josh Whitman? And number two, how in the world is Josh Whitman not going out? I'm sorry, not Josh Whitman. Lovie Smith and his staff not going out and knocking on doors in the state of Illinois with high school football coaches. Now, I understand that Josh has an unbelievable job in terms of he's busy. He's got a lot of things going on, and especially this year with the pandemic. And, you know, he is one guy that I hope is here. I've said it 100 times. I hope he's here until I'm no longer an Illini fan, which means I'd be somewhere in a grave, basically. I mean, I'm going to be an Illini fan the rest of my life. I hope Josh Whitman is here making decisions until then. But I don't think that you can absolve him, Derek, and just automatically just not look at that and say, how in the world do you let your football coach have zero effort in recruiting the state of Illinois? And I'm still mad about the Miles Smith hire.
Yeah, I completely understand it. And the fact is, did Josh not know about it? Did Josh not do something about it? Might be a different question. I mean, he did something about it this past weekend by making a change. Yeah, he deserves blame for the hire because the results weren't there. Let's be honest, the fact that basketball's working has done a very good thing for Josh. The fact that, I mean, I don't know if anybody even, if Brad was having more struggles or some struggles, would they be ready to run Josh out of town? I'm not saying that they would, but he definitely deserves to make that next football hire, which he's obviously going to do because basketball's in a good spot, and he's helped with some of the resources, the facilities at Illinois. But, yeah, for that to be able to go on with Lovie's staff, it's inexcusable.
Yeah.
And I know that some of the counterpoints I've read, I mean, diving through a lot of message boards and everything, is we've seen efforts go to the state that get unrewarded. And I think back to John Gross and how many times he sat in a gym watching Jalen Brunson.
No doubt.
And that kind of deal. But at the same time, it's not maybe a good strategy then, like, oh, we're going to Florida, we're going to Texas. That would work if you're getting like priority
correct
targets out of those states. If you're going to get, I don't want to knock Samari Collier, but
yeah,
you get a quarterback out of Texas, that sounds nice, but he didn't have another Power 5 offer, so it makes sense why he came to Illinois. Exactly. You're not just making hay down there. You still have to put in the effort in state, especially when a guy like Hollisek's an Illinois alum.
Yes.
And you have others out there that would be receptive to Illinois, would want to see some of their guys go to the home state program.
Let me before I go on, and then Trevor, I want you to add, I want to separate two things. I am not mad at all at Josh Whitman for hiring Lovie Smith. I would have been right there on that car. I doubt he drove. I would have been on that plane sitting next to Josh Whitman saying, hire him, hire him, hire him. And I will absolutely say that to the end. I do not blame him for that. I just think it's strange. And I do appreciate Josh saying, hey, I'm not going to sit here and sit over your shoulder every day while you coach a football team, or Brad Underwood while you coach a basketball team, or Nancy while you're doing the basketball, or whatever, you know, Brad Dancer and all this. I'm not going to sit here and micromanage how you're coaching. But certainly it is alarming to me that happened. And maybe it's not fair to blame Josh. Maybe in my mind, Josh sat there and said, I learned a couple things during this process. I learned a couple of things during this process, and certainly that would be one of them.
I see what you're saying. I guess my question to you, though, is like, what would you have had him do differently?
Well, if Lovie comes, I would put the heat on Lovie to say, Lovie, why are we not visiting with high school football coaches?
Maybe he did.
Well, that's true. Like, good point.
I guess what I mean is, would you have preferred he literally physically block Lovie from hiring Miles Smith? Because it seems like an overreach of an AD's position to do that.
On that, okay, there's two different points here. With the recruiting, Maybe he did. Maybe he did say, Lovey, how's the recruiting going? And obviously he said that in his press conference the other day, saying, you know, that is part of the reason that we, non-professional, Illinois ranks dead last in the Big Ten with this recruiting class. But with Miles Smith, I think absolutely you question your football coach and say, who are you hiring again?
I just mean at the end of the day, it is Lovey's job to hire that person.
It is.
I totally get what you're saying. I'm just saying, what would you have had Josh do differently?
Yeah.
If you don't like the way he handled it.
Well, I would have certainly, I think as an AD, I would have questioned that big time. Hiring.
I'm just saying, we don't know if he did or didn't.
And maybe he did. Maybe. I mean, again, I've never been an athletic director, so I'm out over my skis, as Jay Layman would say. And maybe Josh just fully trusted Lovey Smith to run this football program. And I know, listen, this isn't hindsight 2020 on Miles. When that decision was made, I'm not saying this and screaming this because Jay Layman came here Monday and said he applied for the job. And you sit there and you look at Jay Layman, All-American linebacker, Illinois alum, a guy that would go into a house and absolutely fire up any family to get recruits. And then you get Miles Smith over here, who had the only other job basically in football he had was down with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And only because of his dad.
Right. I guess I just mean, like, that didn't fire me up as much as it got people riled up, because technically the job was filled, right? So, like, I understand why, like, Jay just called out of the blue and asked.
Yeah.
Lovey said, sorry, it's already filled. And
yeah,
Jay
no,
said,
that's
okay.
Fair. That's fair.
Like,
I do think it shows that he wasn't looking for anyone else.
Sure.
There was no search. There was, let me find the best guy for the job. It's like, my son Miles is going to be it.
Yeah.
And I think you can also criticize the replacement of the linebacker position with also, could Josh have said, I want you to hire a defensive coordinator. I want you to hire someone that's going to go out and recruit a lot better than Hardy Nickerson did. Maybe bring some new ideas to the forefront. Because let's be honest, Hardy was running Lovey's defense.
Yes.
So there were some issues there. Yep. I think those are some conversations that could have been had. But Lovey ultimately doubled down on himself. And I appreciate your point when your bottom line, if he didn't care, I think there's a lot of validity to that. And I think it's mixed in with he didn't get it as far as the recruiting goes.
Correct.
But I do think that just maybe the overconfidence in himself.
Yeah.
Or just unwillingness to make adjustments. And there just didn't seem to be an urgency out of him at all.
Nothing.
With anything.
Nothing. And that's a personal shot on my part. And I don't know that it's fair.
I think stubbornness is a lot of it.
Right.
To your guys' point. I think a lot of it is an unwillingness to adapt to anything else.
Yeah. True.
I'm just saying, at what level do you hope or force your AD to intervene with that, I guess is what I mean.
And that's fair. And that's fair. And you know what? I love Josh. And again, I hope Josh Whitman is here for the rest of my tenure as an Illini fan. But I'd love to ask him that question. And the good thing about Josh is he comes on with us once in a while.
I mean, it's a good question. How frustrating or how involved were you in these types of moves?
Right.
And if you weren't, how frustrating was it to see these things play out maybe the way you didn't want them to?
And have you learned from that? Right. And I'm not questioning his ability. I'm not saying Josh Whitman needs to learn. He is an 18,000 times smarter than me and great at his job.
He's a former lawyer, too.
Exactly. So in no way am I being degrading to Josh Whitman, but I think it's a fair question as to, with those two things in my mind, and I know this is all boiling frustration. Let's be honest. I'm frustrated as an Illini football fan because we're right back where we started. You've got the worst recruiting class in the Big Ten, and the only thing that would save this new coach next season that would give me hope is that a lot of these guys return that are veterans. And you let a different guy, you let a different voice coach those guys, and maybe you can get better results out of it. So certainly, I know it's frustration on my end, but I think it is fair. I think it is fair to say, you know, and that's the thing, Trevor, you're right. Maybe, again, maybe you can't sit there and expect your AD to be micromanaging you over your shoulder, but if that didn't set up alarms. And I said it back then. I'm like, why?
Right.
What is this hire?
The Miles Smith hire shouldn't have happened.
No.
I guess I just mean, like, what if Leipold is interviewing right now and he says, just FYI, Leipold, if you make a move I don't like, I'm actually going to, like, supersede you and hire my own guy for your own team. Like, I'm not sure I'd love that if I was a coach.
That's fair.
But this does feel like an extenuating circumstance when it's someone with no football expertise who's the guy's son.
Well, and when the hire was made, I don't know. I mean, wasn't that 3 years in? to his tenure. So
for Miles is what you're talking
about?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when the hire was made, I mean, obviously I wouldn't tell Lance Leipold or Brett Bielema right off the bat, hey, by the way, I'm going to be in on the hiring process with every assistant. And if I don't like him, you're not hiring him. I get that. But to me, you know, at 3 years in, I'm not sure Lovey had proven anything to me to say, hey, you know, I know Hardy Nickerson didn't work out very well. I know Garrick McGee never really used Keyshawn Vaughn, who then went down to Vanderbilt and now is playing in the NFL. I know he didn't quite use him, so I'm going to reset on these coordinators. And then, oh, hey, I know this didn't work very well, and hey, I'm going to be the defensive coordinator, which was a great part on your end, a great call on your end. I mean, by then, I would think, like, you know, this...
So I think the bigger question
here... hirings aren't working.
Right. So I think the bigger question there is not necessarily the micro of what Josh did or didn't do, but Josh said in his press conference, I'm all in until I can be all out. My question to him would be, does that mean at that point you were all in?
Good call.
Because, like, looking at that, I don't really understand how you can be all in 3.5 years into that and then watch him hire his son as the only assistant move, right?
Yeah, that's true.
He might have been forced to based on what he would have had to pay him to go away at that point, what the buyout would have been at that point, what the remainder of the contract would have been at that point. But I think that the learning part of it now, you're not going to go, like you said, you're not going to go to Bielema, you're not going to go to Leipold, you're not going to go whoever you're interviewing and saying, this is what I'm going to do.
Nope.
But you will now look for certain answers out of them or certain qualities out of these guys that you learned that Lovey lacked.
Yes.
And now that this program obviously needs.
Yep, and I agree. And I'm excited as heck for this next hire by Josh Whitman. I think he is going to study it. I think he studied it. I think he's got a guy in mind, and I think he's going to make a great hire. At Bill, I see what you're saying. College of Aces text line, Bill Cubitt had hired his son as well. So can we get away from that trend? Maybe Monken will be the new coach, and he'll hire his cousin. So we'll go from son to cousin on that end. But I'd be fine with bringing in George's offensive coordinator as my offensive coordinator here at Illinois. There's no doubt about that. All right. I went off there a little bit. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I love Josh Whitman. I honestly do. And I think he is superb. And I'm so excited that he's leading this program. But I certainly would ask him those questions to a man to say, you know, what role, maybe it's not fair for me to criticize that. What role do you have when it comes to following up if, you know, John Holosek at Loyola Academy, who's winning 6 state titles and obviously in big school football has recruits and none of your guys have visited? Why? That'd be my first question to Lovey on why. And then also, I'm sorry, I hate this. I got nothing personal against Miles Smith, but man, I don't know. Okay. I'm done being like.
It leaves a bad taste in your mouth, and let's get the new guy.
Let's
figure it out, so then we can break him down and
I'll gush all over him.
I'm sure you will.
I will gush all over him because if there's one thing I am as an Illini fan, I continue to always be optimistic until I'm beaten to the point where I just get so mad, and then it flips the page, and here I come, optimistic line out of the gate, saying, "Oh, this coach will get us to the top." That's exactly what I will do. All right, 359-2255. A lot of you have weighed in, 217-359-2255.
And you did mention for the next coach to have success right away, veterans coming back. I think a lot of them need to if they do have plans to play at the professional level. One of those in Josh and Matt Torbebe announced that he will not be coming back. He'll be entering his name into the NFL draft.
Does he know that he's supposed to call me before he makes decisions like that? Now, how cool is that? And you want nothing but the best for Josh. That was definitely a transfer that worked out very well for the University of Illinois. So I'm glad that you mentioned that because we started the show saying we need to mention this and then also play that clip from Jeremy on the hiring of Lovey Smith. One thing that is happy and brings happy thoughts is Illinois basketball. And we can certainly talk that. Derek, when we come back, this game this weekend is not going to be easy for this Illinois basketball team. And I want to ask you a little bit about that because I'm guessing tomorrow we'll do a little bit more in-depth on the Rutgers-Illinois game. But this is a big game this weekend for obviously an Illinois team that came out and waxed Minnesota, has every intention of winning a Big Ten title, and they should. They're that talented. But this could be one of the roadblocks you got to get over. And if you do, then you're sitting kind of pretty in getting that. So we will discuss that next. Again, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. If you want to search us and follow us on Twitter, it's at The Drive 93.5. I am at Lonte ESPN CU.
There it is. I'm at DPiper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevieJ.com, stevieJAY.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Alan True, Midwest recruiting analyst for 24/7, going to join us at 5:15. You want to catch that for sure. We've got a Mettler mix-up coming up, and it's on regarding hands and fingers and such and wrists. So if you're having some pain there, you definitely want to tune in at 4:50 with Matthew Gordon. Next hour, we'll also give our NFL picks against the spread. I did something that's kind of fun because I'm trying to make this weekend fun. I'll explain it when we return. It is The Drive.
Urbana Park District is coming to you. Introducing Urbana. Urbana is the Park District's new mobile recreation unit. Through a generous partnership with the Carl Foundation, bringing fun activities to a neighborhood near you will happen more frequently. Follow Urbana on Facebook and Instagram to see where it will be next. Remember, at Urbana Park District, you belong here. Visit urbanaparks.org for details.
What are they doing at Sarah Champagne? Ben Quattrone and Jen Falcon want me to tell you that Sarah Honda Service is offering express service, which will include oil change and tire rotation for $39. What? Sarah Honda Champagne offering express service, which includes oil change and tire rotation for $39. You need to call them right now, 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampagne.com. That's 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampagne.com.
The holiday shopping season is winding down. Don't get stuck waiting on a package that doesn't arrive in time. Shop local at Game Day Spirit and find everything you need today for the Illini fan on your shopping list. Holiday doorbusters are now available. Illini crewnecks, $14.99. Polos, $17.99. Hoodies, just $19.99. Gift cards redeemable in-store or online are also available. Game Day Spirit's open daily at 6th and Green in Campus Town. Neil and Kirby in Champaign, where Illini fans shop.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, this is Derek Piper from The Drive on ESPN 93.5 on weekdays 4 to 6 p.m. Wishing everyone a happy holidays. Hoping for a great Illini basketball season. From us at Stevie J Broadcasting, happy holidays to you.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
Have you heard about the amazing variety of majors at the College of Aces at the University of Illinois? Are the students in your life interested in nutrition and families or animals and agriculture? Do they care about the environment? Do leadership and technology grab their attention? Introduce them to Aces. Here's how. Visit aces.illinois.edu/future-students for must-have info and virtual visits. You can also visit Aces Illinois on YouTube, filled with videos about courses and culture. Aces is more than meets the eye. Learn more. aces.illinois.edu. Long's
Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It's The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lonte, Derek Piper, 359-2255. If you'd like to weigh in, we're going to talk some Illinois Rutgers. And of course, we'll continue to always bring up the coaching search. And certainly if we hear anything, I'm to the point now, and Derek, I know you get this all the time as well, but I've just had so many people like, who do you think? Who do you think? I'm like, dude, I have no idea. I mean, like Jeremy said the other day, if you think you know, then you're just shooting off the wall there. I mean, yeah. Josh keeps it pretty tight-lipped, obviously. So we don't know. We just don't
know. I'd love to sit here and hint and think that we got sources and all that, but no, not really.
Where's Hans D?
Shouldn't he
be tracking flights for us?
He should be.
We'll ask him tomorrow.
Our eyes in the sky.
Yep, that's exactly right.
We know that Bielema interviewed. That's been reported.
Okay.
And I imagine that he's not the only one.
Right. I would assume Lance Leipold.
Yes.
And if you're looking at it, I know someone yesterday, I kind of get a kick out of this, and I'm not making fun of you. Not you, but whoever sent it in, they were like, hey, sounds like the hiring could be Monday through Wednesday next week, one of those days. I'm like, well, I mean, that'd be like me saying, all right, they're going to hire somebody by the end of December. Piper, breaking news. And I'm not being a smart. It's just, I know. I mean, that's probably likely.
Yeah.
It gives them a week after the announcement with Lovey. And if you're looking at things, concrete evidence kind of things, Buffalo plays tomorrow night in the MAC championship game. So obviously if Lance Leipold is the guy, I don't think he's going to announce it until after that game.
Army plays Air Force this weekend, their last game of the regular season.
Cardinals.
So you're thinking Jeff Monken.
Yeah.
Cardinals. Monken, right? Not Monken, it's Monken.
Monken. Do I say Monken?
I've said Monken before, but I think it's Monken. Monken. I play off of Monken. You, Monken.
The Arizona Cardinals just beat the Giants with Brett Bielema. That has nothing to do with anything. I just thought I'd throw that out. Speaking of the NFL, I'm going to have some fun with my fantasy. So I don't ever bring up fantasy very often because I just think it's who cares, right? I mean, everybody has a fantasy team. We all have stories. So this year I had like the third most points in my league and I finished dead last. And it's the first time since 1992 that I finished below 500 in my league. So that was something that I was very proud of, that I would always fight to.
I love that you got a stat on there.
I do.
There's a long history for your league.
Well, it was about 2 or 3 years ago. There was some trash talking that got to a certain level between one of my best friends, Craig Bogle, and I, and I'm like, dude, I'm going back. And I, from 1992 until Yahoo started doing fantasy football, we kept everything on paper. I kept the scoring on paper. And so I have a folder that has all of this stuff. And I went back and I started looking at everybody's cumulative record. And I was going through there looking, you know, writing down my wins and losses and all of this stuff. And at one point I looked down and I'm like, I've never been below 500 in this league. I've been 500 a few times, but I'm like, that's kind of cool. Well, then here comes COVID 2020 just to absolutely mess with everything. This is, you know, the final proof of that would be my me finishing below. But anyway, long story short, we start our playoffs last week. Mike Taylor, who, congrats to him, he won our league, won the regular season, and yet then I upset him in round one of the playoffs because he just had a horrible week. My guys did enough. So I moved on to this week where I'm playing the 7 seed.
So the 7 and 8, the 6, 7, and 8 seeds all won, and are that's why I always take more pride in winning the regular season, because you did it over 13 weeks, than winning the playoffs. I mean, all you got to do is get hot, you know, or whatever. So this week, the guy I'm going against has Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I don't know how he finished 7th, but regardless, I think he's going to kick my butt. But I started thinking to myself, you know, I'm going to have some fun here. Number one, Illinois plays at noon Sunday against Rutgers. So I'm going to watch.
It kind of stinks.
It does. It's really bad.
Football fans out there.
Now, luckily, my Arizona Cardinals play at 3. I think the Bears are at noon.
Yep.
So you got some choice watching there. Maybe you DVR one, watch the other. I know what you're going to be doing, and I think what most people around here will be watching the Illini game and just DVRing the Bears or whatever game. So for me, for fantasy purposes, I'm going to DVR a few games and then go back and start watching them at 3, and I'm going to avoid the NFL, or at, I guess, 2, right? I mean, the game's 2 hours in basketball. But here's the long story short. So what I decided to do, I've got Matt Ryan at quarterback, you know, and Teddy Bridgewater, and I'm like, I'm not big on either one of those. So I looked, and Derek Carr is available tonight. And I'm like, you know what? That gives me a reason to watch this football game tonight. So I picked up Derek Carr, and then I can't remember what else I did. I picked a defense that is playing Sunday night, and then I went with Mike Davis from Carolina, which is a good start anyway. I'm starting him on Saturday night. So now I've got like choice viewing throughout the entire weekend. And the great thing about Mike Davis on Saturday and Derek Carr tonight is my opponent has all of his guys on Sunday. So going into Sunday, I'm going to have a pretty good idea if I've got a shot or not. I mean, if Derek Carr comes out tonight, throws 3 interceptions, and, you know, then I'm pretty much done, and then I don't have to worry about it. I can watch Illinois at noon and Arizona at 3, but I thought, you know, I'm just going to have some fun this weekend. That's what you do when you're the 8 seed. So that's what I'm doing. What do you think of that?
I like it. That's kind of your strategy with your $1 bets anyway, right?
It is. It's so weird.
Give me a reason to watch.
Just give me a reason to watch, and I can tune in. Not that I have a reason to watch sports, but I've gotten to that point where, I mean, 20 years ago, if there was a sporting event anywhere, I was watching it. And now, I'm like, oh, that Dateline looks kind of good. I guess I've just gotten to that point where it's like, I don't know if I want to watch the Raiders and whoever they're playing tonight. Who are they playing?
The Chargers.
The Chargers, that's right.
Raiders need it for their playoff chase. And Lindy will appreciate the fact you got Derek Carr
going.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. And he's thrown the ball a ton the last two games.
And now you're kind of playing with house money, and you beat the number one seed. So
yeah, and what's funny is if I win this week, I'm guaranteed to at least get my money back. If I get to the championship game, even if you finish second, you get what you put in. So this is a big week for me. This is a big week. So we'll hopefully get things done. All right, Illinois and Rutgers. We talked about it. It is Sunday at noon. This is a Rutgers team that trailed Maryland at halftime, a not-so-good Maryland team. But then you and I looked at each other with a big smile on our face, and I said, Derek, did you bet this game? And you're like, yeah, it was 2.5. I mean, it was -2.5 for Rutgers.
Rutgers +2.5.
Oh, no, +2.5.
Road dogs.
And I looked at you, and I'm like, oh, I've got to do this. And Rutgers came out that second half and did not miss. And, of course, beat Maryland easily in that game. This Rutgers team came on a couple of years ago. Last year, they sustained that. And they've got Geo Baker, Ron Harper Jr., their big guy. I can't ever think of his name. And he was on my fantasy team.
Miles Johnson.
Miles Johnson, thank you. They've got some talent. And they have got the kind of team that can give Illinois fits. We've seen that before.
They're pretty darn good. They're very tough, good defensive team. You look at their defensive efficiency, they're top 15 in the country. They have the big man presence inside that can match with Kofi. Now, again, in most cases, you're going to give up some size against a guy like Kofi. Miles Johnson, 6'11", 255. Kofi, 7', 285. But Miles is very physical. I know that Kofi didn't have a great game playing at the rack last year. Of course, he didn't have Io. But Johnson against Maryland put up 10 and 16 with 3 blocks.
He gets a lot of double-doubles.
So he's pretty good. They have the freshman and Cliff Omiyuri, if I'm saying that right. He was a top 50 type of big guy. But their guards are getting it done. Gio had missed some games with an injury, but Jacob Young had been a transfer from Texas, been with them for a couple of years. He's really quick, gets out in transition. He's played well. And Ron Harper Jr., who we talk in the offseason where Gio usually gets on those all Big Ten mentions, and he's kind of the face that you think of at Rutgers, and he's similar to Io in that he hits a lot of big shots late and has and made some game winners. But Harper is just a really versatile player that is scoring it at a high clip. He put up 27 against Maryland, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He's a matchup problem for Illinois because he has a little bit of size. I mean, Demonte can battle him, but he's got a little bit of size on him as well. So Harper went off in that game at the rack last year, and he's definitely one you don't want to get going.
Miles Johnson and Kofi will be a fun matchup. And I think Kofi, with what he did against Robbins, another big guy, and we talked all about that. Kofi talked about it after the game. He liked that. He liked playing another guy that's his size. Well, certainly Miles Johnson is that. He's a big kid, and that's going to be a fun battle to watch those two go at it. Kofi's stronger. I think Miles Johnson's one of those kids that's kind of growing out of his baby fat, if you will. I don't mean to call it baby fat. He's not fat.
No, that's a good call.
But and then, you know, by his junior, senior year, he's going to be pretty you look at him and be like, whoa, that dude is stout. But I think Kofi can overpower him a little bit. But Miles Johnson blocks shots. Like you said, he gets rebounds. I think that's going to be a fun. And Johnson will run the court, too, a little bit. So that should be a fun battle. What I love about this Illinois team is that defensively, we know how good their offense is. Defensively, they're going to come out and pressure you. And we saw that against Minnesota. There is a reason Minnesota shot 28%. Now, there's also another reason they shot 28%. They're not very good. I don't understand what's going on with Gabe Kalscher or whatever. That guy is a freshman, never missed. And now he's like, what, 16% or something from the three-point line? We think we are frustrated with Trent Frazier. How'd you like to be a Minnesota fan with Gabe? But certainly Illinois' defense, they get in your face. Marcus Carr went 3 for 13. There's a reason for that. Trent Frazier hounded him. Io did a great job as well. And so when you look at those guys like Geo Baker and you look at Ron Harper, what I love about that is, like you said with Demonte, Demonte is a guy that obviously against Baylor was outsized. I mean, that dude just physically beat up Demonte Williams, and Demonte was doing everything he can as a 6'4 guard, essentially covering or guarding the four. But against Ron Harper Jr., I think Demonte can bother him. If he does get him, I think he can bother him in the fact that underneath he can deal with the power. I think Demonte can handle his strength, but I also think Demonte can guard the perimeter because Ron Harper Jr. will knock threes down all night if you let him.
Yep, he definitely will. That's something that he'll be looking to do. Rutgers is a tougher challenge than Missouri. Now, there's some similarities in that this is going to be potentially not both sides can score it, but there's the potential for this to be a rock fight.
Mm.
Like it was last year. The game was played in the 50s.
Good call.
Here at State Farm Center last year. Both teams very good on the glass. Both teams very tough defensively. So it could be a grinded out kind of game for both teams' offenses. Now, both want to run.
Yeah.
You look at the pace of play and the transition points. I think both are top 20 in the country and scoring out in transition. Now, a lot of fans will like this. Now, you don't want to foul because you don't want to all of a sudden have Kofi on the bench or certain guys, but Rutgers shoots 57% from the free throw
line.
Whoa!
So they're worse than us.
They're worse than you, and if you do happen to foul them, that's an area where they don't take advantage. At least they haven't so far.
Okay. This is micro, and I love it. Again, we get to talk micro about a team and not just macro. Is Illinois a bad free throw shooting team? Or is it that it seems like they always miss free throws early? Like Kofi missed, what, his first 4, and then he made 9 out of 10?
Yes.
Down the stretch. What are they shooting from the free throw line? Do we know? I know you're probably
they
efforting
that. They are 68% from the free throw line.
Okay. I mean, not great.
Not great, not awful.
Not horrible. And when you look at college basketball stats,
Kofi on the year is shooting 58% from the free throw line. Now, last year, he also had a slow start with his free throws and then had a stretch of 10, 12 games where he shot above 80%.
Yeah, he was knocking every one of them down, seemed like. But, yeah, this team, it is kind of funny. And I know that's, I've always said, like, for your average dude, we get more upset about free throws than anything in the world. And the reason is, Derek, we can't dunk.
Right.
We can't shoot at high clips like these guys do from deep. But free throws, I could go to Sadorus, Illinois right now, find a guy, I don't care what age he is, give him a basketball, take him to a basketball court, and he'd knock down 8 out of 10 free throws. And so for us, we sit there and we think, why can't you make free throws? And it's like, because that's, Lon, the only thing you could do.
It's the thing you can relate to, right?
Yeah, it's the relatable thing. That is
it's
exactly
even more
right.
So than when, as a Bears fan, I watched the kicker miss a 35-yarder, and you're like, come on now. Right. I couldn't make a 35-yarder. I couldn't make an extra point.
I always go back to this. I was an all-conference guard in high school, right? Nothing. Look, little old call, whatever. Average double figures in scoring.
Oh, you're too humble.
I went down to SIU, and my buddy Marcus Timmons, who played 20 years professional basketball in Australia and was a great player for SIU, I told him one time, we were having a little fun one night, and I said, dude, I could score on you. And he's like, no, you couldn't. And I said, I guarantee, and this was when I was in peak shape. We'd go to the rec 3 hours a day and play basketball. And he took, on a Saturday, we went out to a park in Carbondale with a basketball, and he beat me 15-0. I could not get a shot off, Derek. He had a stretch of about 7 feet. And so he would sit there, and he was skinny. And if you Google Marcus Timmons, in fact, he is the uncle of the kid on the Bulls. Otto Porter. It's his uncle. It's Marcus's sister's son. And Marcus is still a very good friend of mine. But he is so strong. And like, he would just man me. Like, I'd be dribbling, and I'd try to back him in.
Oh, he's 6'8".
Oh, he's 6'8", with about a 7-foot wingspan or more. Probably more than that. And I could not get... He blocked every shot I took. I mean, I literally had to take 30-foot hook shots to get the ball to the rim, hoping and praying it would go in. But, I mean, that just tells you. And I could use both hands. I could dribble with both hands back then. I could shoot left-handed a little bit if I was fairly close. So it's not like he could limit me just to my right. I could not get a shot to the stinking rim. And so it all goes back to the free throw. And I think by the end of the day, I'm like, well, I'll make more free throws than you, Marcus. He just started laughing. He's like, let's go have a beer. I'm like, I agree. I totally agree. All right, we're going to take a break. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. It is the drive.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
I've started shopping for the holidays already.
Really? Just visiting our typical shops for the family and gifts for kids and grandkids?
Oh no, I was in the country store at Curtis Orchard, and the educational and fun Melissa and Doug toys are terrific. Plus, the kitchen items and boutique scarves will be a nice change from our normal gift-giving routine.
Curtis Orchard. That's at 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign. The website looks great at curtisorchard.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Dr. Andrew Zasada. I'm a new provider with OSF Healthcare in Savoy. Here to tell you that OSF has made it easy for you to come see myself or any other provider by offering video visits. Just call the office and schedule a video visit, and we'll be happy to talk to you and try to help you with your questions. If an office visit becomes necessary, we can certainly schedule that, but for those who feel that they cannot come in or feel that they're housebound, this is another way for you to connect with an OSF healthcare provider to make healthcare even more available to the community. We're happy to welcome into our OSF healthcare family of providers Dr. Mary Ann Fisher, who will be joining OSF healthcare at Union Square next to the Starbucks at the corner of Springfield and Mass. OSF Healthcare stands for faith-based healing. For all of your healthcare needs, please visit osfhealthcare.org.
At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Bonnie and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Bonnie and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Bonnie and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Bonnie and Soul Sports, simply the best of what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com.
Oh, yeah, those were some good times, man. I ain't getting no clock.
James, you called me up. I would have liked to be there.
Yeah.
I was glad.
Oh, you would have loved that one. James said, Lon, we got something to watch Friday night. Our future coach at 7:30 on ESPN. That's on the College of Aces text line. That is Lance Leipold in Buffalo will be playing in that. All right. Derek, we got to take a break. We're going to finish off this hour. We'll come back next hour. We've got, of course, Alan True coming up at 5:15. One thing we forgot to do is call Matthew Gordon. You're just now bringing that to my attention, and I totally forgot. So I'm going to call Matthew right now. We'll probably start next hour with the Mettler Center. I totally just spoke right through it with my...
Oh, you're good. That story was really...
Great story about Marcus Timmons not letting me score. And then you Googled Marcus Timmons, and there's some dude that's huge. I'm like, no, that's not him. This is him. Yeah, Marcus, what a great guy. Old debut. Good friends with Chris Lowry, of course, who was a former assistant at Illinois.
I didn't know Chris Carr went to Southern.
Chris Carr went to Southern. Left after his junior year, got drafted by like the Phoenix Suns.
Didn't he play for the Jazz?
Glasses?
He played with the goggles?
I think he did. He ended up with Minnesota, the Timberwolves.
My memory serves me correct.
I think that is correct. And I've told you the other funny story. Troy Hudson, who played at Carbondale and ended up playing in the NBA for quite a few years, somehow he got on the same court as me at the rec one time. This is after I was out of college. And another somehow was they're bringing the ball up, and I had to check Troy one time. And I'm like, whoa, guys, what am I doing on Troy Hudson? And I'm 5 feet in between me and the basket. I'm 5 feet from him, and he gives me some shimmy, and I fall. And he stepped back. This was before the step back cool thing where you just sit there and stare down at the guy. He stepped back and just drained a three, and I had covered him at Carbondale when I was in TV. And he did that to me, and I'm like, okay, guys, I'm not checking Troy Hudson anymore. And Troy, after the game, is like, man, that was bad. I'm like, you think? Oh, it was horrible. All right. Well,
I was incorrect. Antoine Carr.
Antoine. Okay, yeah. Because I don't remember Chris Carr was good. That Southern team made three straight NCAA tournaments. They were a good team and almost upset Syracuse. Shane Hawkins from Pinckneyville. Hawk hit like eight threes or something in a NCAA game. That was a fun game to watch. And cover. All right, we're back. Alan True, Midwest recruiting analyst, will join us next hour. It's The Drive.
If you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, it's now available at Campus Town Urgent Care at Green and Wright in Champaign. That's 631 East Green Street. Get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura at Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no co-pays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but quick and easy. Never leave your car and results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covedtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. That's covedtest.center.
Ask yourself, is there a better feeling than knowing you made a difference in someone's life? Whether it be a child who has health issues or a veteran with wellness problems, did you know there is an organization that lodges nationwide and one locally whose mission statement is to help children and veterans? Who are they? They are the Elks. To learn more about the Elks cause, visit elks.org or call 217-359-2497.
One's efforts can make a difference to so many.
The holiday shopping season is winding down. Don't get stuck waiting on a package that doesn't arrive in time. Shop local at Game Day Spirit and find everything you need today for the Illini fan on your shopping list. Holiday doorbusters are now available. Illini crewnecks, $14.99. Polos, $17.99. Hoodies, just $19.99. Gift cards redeemable in-store or online are also available. Game Day Spirit's open daily at 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, where Illini fans shop.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Now through Christmas, Ashley Home Stores is offering buy one, get one half off. That means buy a sofa, get the love seat at half off. Or buy a sectional and get your coffee table at half off. Buy a mattress and get your entire bed at 50% off plus 6 months financing. Every item is BOGO. Buy one, get one at 50% off. Today through Christmas. Only at your local Ashley Home Store. This is home. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign.
You're listening.